proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue our series about the Messiah in the Old Testament prophets by looking at the prophecy relating to the birthplace of the Messiah. Shortly after the birth of Jesus Christ, King Herod gathered his advisors and asked them about the birthplace of the prophesied King of the Jews. After indicating that this birth would take place in Bethlehem of Judea, Herod's counselors cited this passage from the 5th chapter of Micah's book, quote, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forths have been from of old, from everlasting," unquote. Did this passage constitute a historical statement with reference to a past Jewish king such as David, who was born in Bethlehem? Or did this passage depict a prophecy relating to a future king, namely Jesus Christ? Micah identified Bethlehem Ephrathah as the city from which the ruler would come. A number of Old Testament references attested to the signification of that locale. According to Genesis 35, Bethlehem of Ephrathah was where Jacob buried his wife Rachel. The final portion of the book of Ruth occurred near that location. Ruth's grandson Jesse, who was the father of King David, Jesse lived in Bethlehem of Ephrathah. Micah wrote that Bethlehem would be, quote, "little among the thousands of Judah," unquote. The Hebrew adjective translated as little, tsayer, referred to something that was insignificant. That term has nothing to do with the geographical extent or the population size of Bethlehem. Micah noted that, quote, "out of thee," that is out of Bethlehem, "out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel." The conjugation of the Hebrew verb yatsar, rendered as come forth, that Hebrew verb denoted an incomplete action, or an action which would take place at a future time. This implies that the reference in Micah 5 cannot allude to King David, who lived in the historical past with reference to Micah's statement, but rather that the verse refers to some future king who was to come. Micah further described the nature of this ruler. His goings forth, that is to say his origins, Micah wrote, quote, "have been from of old, from everlasting," unquote. This linguistic construct indicated that the one to whom Micah referred already existed at the beginning of eternity, that is to say from old. Now, King David could not satisfy such a condition, since his birth took place at a specific point in history. The circumstances underlying Jesus Christ's birth raise an interesting question, though. Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, lived in Nazareth of Galilee. How did she wind up in Bethlehem in fulfillment of Micah's prophecy? In the second chapter of Luke's Gospel, that author provided the answer. He recorded that, quote, "it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed," unquote. Under this arrangement, everyone in the Roman Empire had to return to his or her ancestral home. Mary descended from the lineage of King David. Therefore, she had to travel to Bethlehem, as did Joseph, who came from the line of King David. Mary and Joseph had to go back to Bethlehem as their hometown in order to comply with the imperial Roman edict. Thus it was that while Mary and Joseph remained in Bethlehem, Mary gave birth to Jesus Christ. In this way, God worked behind the scenes to fulfill Micah's prophecy that Messiah would come from Bethlehem Ephrathah. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.